This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. No Democrat has won the presidential race in the state of Virginia since Lyndon Johnson did it back in 1964. But this year, the Democrats have a real chance. We're joined by Quentin Kidd. He's a professor of political science at Christopher Newport University in Newport News. Professor Kidd, welcome to Day to Day. The Washington Post today has a poll that says Senator Obama is actually ahead by 3 percentage points, and if you add in the third-party candidates, that would be Bob Barr and Ralph Nader, he's up by 5 points. Do you believe that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the polls in Virginia have been all over the place. In the last 10 days alone, there have been 7 or 8 polls come out, including one that I run that has shown McCain up by 7 points to Barack Obama up by 4 points. And so Virginia's all over the place, but that alone is important because Virginia in the past has not been all over the place. It's been firmly Republican at the presidential level.
What happened?
Well, I think several things happened, and I think one important thing that's happened is that the Washington, D.C. suburbs, the Northern Virginia suburbs, have over the years grown, and they've grown really rapidly in the last decade, decade and a half. And they've grown not because people in Virginia are moving to Northern Virginia, but because people from other parts of the country and other parts of the world are coming to Northern Virginia to live and work. And that's brought a diversity to Virginia's population that is unlike the traditional Virginia population. And I think that has a lot to do with the changes that we've seen in terms of Virginia's politics and who Virginians as a whole like to elect for statewide office.
Virginia is one of the early states that already is conducting absentee balloting. Do you have any sense yet? I mean, heck, it's only Tuesday, but the absentee polls are open this week. How heavy is the vote? Do you know?
Well, I don't think we can know. We haven't heard information from the voter registrars yet about what they're getting. If I had to guess, I would guess two constituencies are voting early right now. The sort of Republican evangelical base tends to vote early absentee. And this year, the Obama campaign has really put a lot of energy in the youth vote, the sort of the 29 and under vote, the college kids. And if I had to guess, a lot of them are voting or have already sent their ballots off. I was talking to students in class yesterday, the day it began, about it, and I asked how many of you have sent your absentee ballots off, and about half the class raised their hand, so they had put them in the mail that morning.
I've been reading a piece in the Washington Post about the race there, reflecting growing concerns about the economy. That's very understandable. There in Virginia, and a significant edge for Senator Obama among those voters.
Yeah, I think Virginia was ripe for change this year for the same reason that a lot of parts of the country are. There's really a lot of unsettledness within the population over the economy. People are worried, just like they are all over the country. The mortgage crisis probably hasn't hit Virginia as hard as it has in other parts of the country, Florida and California, for example, but it's really hit hard in some suburban areas of Washington and some suburban areas of Norfolk, Virginia, where I am. And so people are uneasy, unsettled about the economy. And Virginia's unemployment rate is typically pretty low. It's, 4 to 5%. It's at 6.5% right now. And so that's some indication of how people are hurting in terms of the economy. And so I think the economy is really a soft spot for Republicans, and so it's an opportunity for Obama right now in Virginia.
There are a lot of veterans in Virginia.
Yep. I think the soft underbelly for the Obama campaign, and I think they see it this way, is not the veteran vote, but the military spouse vote, the family vote. Michelle Obama has done a couple of town hall-style meetings, one in Norfolk, where the large naval base is, with families of soldiers and sailors. And Barack Obama was in Norfolk also and Virginia Beach to talk to service members. And I think, in particular, the families have really felt the strain of multiple deployments. And I think if Democrats generally are going to capture any of the military vote, what comes under that umbrella of the military vote, it's going to be the families. And I think they see it that way, which is why they're really going after that.
Quentin Kidd is a professor of political science at Christopher Newport University in Newport News. Professor Kidd, thank you.
You're welcome.